song was that?
I don't know. Sarah song? Shoo.
Sarah song.
Duh.
All right, what button's button? Found the button. You ready?
Yeah.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. Over there we got, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And it's just us two today.
Oh, just us.
Well, we weren't even going to have a podcast today because...
But we're awesome, so...
That's true.
We're kind of...
We're a little tired.
Yes.
It's, and a little bitchy.
Quite bitchy. And for the females listening, you probably know why. Winky face, hashtag.
We spend a lot of time together, so guess what?
Guess what's all in sync. Breathe.
I know, both of us. Like, I bit into a peach earlier, and I saw her make a face. I thought she was grossed out by, like, the face I made, or, like...
The noise, the slurp.
But then I started slurping on it to see what it was, and she got real pissed. I was like, found it! Found out.
So mad. That was, like, the... I don't even know. Just, like, the every little thing is pissing me off today. But...
Well, you know what shouldn't piss you off?
What?
How to contact us.
Oh, that doesn't make me mad at all.
No, we got to, if you want to get a hold of us, it's on Facebook is The Broad-Cast. Instagram is at TheBroadcast999. And that's also the Twitters. Call or text 253-778-6029. Email at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com as well. It's going to be a quick one today just because... We want to chill. We want to go home and not think about the world.
So positive.
We did get a message, though, a text message. And let me pull it up. Here it is. It's quite a long one, so bear with me. It's from our buddy Moose.
Moose!
Is that still from him? I don't know which one's the new one, which one's not. So let's go. He's like, sup, ladies. I have some amazing news. So after Summer Meltdown, the girl I told you guys about ended up missing me while I was gone and out of cell service for the 4 days. When I got home, she told me she loved me, and now we're Facebook official.
What?
My arm is almost mostly healed, and I started working out, and I'm already making progress. I also got a new higher paying job that also doesn't drug test, so it all happened so fast. I hope my positive vibe somehow goes your way. Love the cast lately. Keep up the good work. Love, Moose.
Wow.
I think we needed that.
I was going to say, we needed that today, dude.
We need that positive vibes. Like, just knowing that you're doing good.
First of all, I need to say, I feel like I was totally wrong then, because I remember last time you messaged us, you said the girl didn't want to ruin the friendship, and I said that just means that's like an easy way to let you down. But obviously I was wrong, and she missed you, and now you guys are official.
Facebook official.
That is so
yay,
cool.
Congratulations. Glad to hear that your arm's okay. And then
I know, and it's healing, and it's already like you can almost start working out again.
Damn. That he is working out, he's seeing progress.
Time is flying by.
Right. Should we get into... Crap, now I kind of have I feel bad going into what I found that we could talk about.
Oh, golly. Well, Moose, congratulations. I hope this lasts forever, and I hope she's the one and treat her like a princess.
Yes. Go buy her some candies.
And yes, that made us feel better, but Vicky, make us feel bad again.
Right. Well, it's just, I found this thing the other day and it kind of annoyed me. And it was millennials reveal the worst advice and wisdom they've heard from baby boomers.
Huh.
So we are millennials. And so boomers are parents.
Our parents. Okay.
Or even some people older than our parents. I think your dad, our parents definitely fall in that category.
It's like 40, 50, 60s?
Something like that. Like okay. 50s. 60s kind of.
Okay.
They think they know everything and they give us so much crap. And like, you know what? And that's the parents always say, kids always think they know everything. They, you know, it's like, no, we really don't. But we understand a world differently because we want to see change in this world.
I do always say when I was younger and actually not still today, I think it's ridiculous that just because you're older, you think you know more or, you know, and I think yes, you know more about some things, but we also know more about other things. You know,
like we grew up different.
Yeah, and you can learn from me, and I can learn from you, and I can teach you, and you can teach me. You know what I mean? So that used to piss me off back in the day.
No, but these are stories from random different people on Ranker, and so I figured let's read them and bitch about old people.
Sorry, old people, if you're listening.
So this person says, babies just need love, not money. Sorry, Mom. No grandkids until I have a job with a decent paycheck and less student debt.
Yeah.
I mean, I think your folks aren't like this, but have you seen your friends? Like, my grandma has said this to me before. She's like, you don't need them. You can find your husband later. Just have the babies now. Just start having babies now. Find the husband later. I'm like, are you kidding me? No.
No. Well, and my thing, too, is like, I have a lot of friends having kids, and I'm like, okay, yes, that's cool. You can have a child, and maybe you have the heart, like, to love a child and this, but they're expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how are... Dude, I saw on Facebook, like a GoFundMe page for a like pregnant person, like to help with the finance. And I'm like, no, maybe you shouldn't be having a child if you don't have money.
Or, I mean, it sucks, but give it up for adoption. It's going to have a better life than with you.
Yeah.
It's hard. Sucks.
I mean, love, you need love for sure. Because even if you have a lot of money and you don't have the love, people can still
get
effed
up. You know what you need to? You need diapers. You need food. You need a crib. You need a freaking car seat that's up to code.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
Plus, they grow really fast. So.
Yeah, they grow out of their clothes real quick.
Wow.
This one's funny as hell to me. This person says, talking to my dad recently, he was going on about participation trophies when I pointed out that we wouldn't have received said participation trophies had his generation not invented them. His response was, yep, that's another problem with your generation, always blaming your fault on other people. What?
When did the participation trophy become a thing?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I remember getting a participation trophy, like, when I was a kid. Like, every year at the end of, not after every game, but at the end of the season for soccer or baseball or whatever. Or for me, it was softball and basketball, 1 year each. But we'd have a pizza party, and we'd each get a trophy with our name on it. And, like, I remember, like, the most exciting thing every year was I didn't care about the trophy. I wanted to hear the nice things that my coach was going to say about me. Like, I wanted to, because, like, I would annoy the crap out of him. Actually, it's my friend Ashton's dad.
Oh.
He was my coach.
What if there was no nice thing? Like, then they had to, like, make up something.
Right.
Like, she was okay, I guess.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it was just, like, awesome to hear, like, because I'd always piss him off because I was, like, the hyper kid and the talkative. Once I got to, like, 12, 13 years old, I wouldn't shut the hell up. I mean, I still don't.
But. Yeah, really.
You calm down. But it was just nice to see that he actually did see the hard work I put into it. But when we got the trophies, I always thought it was kind of BS. Like, there was, I'm like, we didn't do a competition. Like, it wasn't like a tournament. Why are we getting a trophy? So 1 year we finally decided, like, let's just get hoodies instead. So we got hoodies with our names on them.
Yeah, I have a trophy from soccer. And I think I played soccer all through elementary school. And I honestly don't remember getting one goal ever, and I got a trophy, and I was like, this is like really sad. Why? I think I still have it just because I'm like, look at my trophy.
No, we still have it because my parents keep everything, so they're at my parents' house.
Yeah,
but I never really cared. Like, cool. Like, I like collecting them because I like collecting things. So in my head it wasn't like, look at, I won first place. It was, ooh, it's a collection.
Yeah.
But I didn't really give a crap, so like I never really liked that idea of, like, okay, I don't really want a trophy. I feel
like you should do it if you, like, enter in a competition.
Right.
Like, it should be first, second, third, done.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to, when I have kids and they want, if they're in kind of the same thing, they're in basketball or baseball or whatever, like, so at the end of the season, we're going to have trophies. It's like, no, bitch. No soccer mom, bitch. Let's get them hoodies. Let's get them a party. Let's, like, unless it was a tournament style thing and they came in first place or second place, whatever. Sure.
But I would feel like I'd be the same too, but then I can also think of, like, I just want my kids to shut up and be happy, and like all these other kids getting trophies and my kid not because they were super bad at some sport or something, and then crying. I'd be like, oh my God, I'll just buy you a trophy at the party store. Shut up.
No, it's just, I feel like you have the opportunity to explain. That's when they can learn. That's when you can say, look, you know what? They happen to be better.
You suck at this.
It's like, they happen to be better. They have the talent. But if you want this, do you want this? Do you want to be the best at this? If you truly love soccer, or baseball, or whatever, you truly love it, then we'll work hard. If this is something you want, no, we're not.
I just want a trophy, Mom.
It's like, why? It's like, why do you want a trophy?
Why didn't they get one?
Because they did better. They are, like, they won. If you want a trophy, let's go. Let's start practicing and get better so you can get one next time.
Hopefully that will work with, like, a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make it work.
Ooh, Vicky the harsh
ass. It's just like, if you don't want to put the effort in, then you don't deserve the trophy.
True that. That's hard ass, not the harsh ass.
Yeah, same thing. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm skipping through some of these because some of them are dumb. But this one's kind of interesting. It's like, I've been told countless times by my grandparents to only worry about myself. Whenever I bring up social issue or a subject I'm passionate about, I'm immediately told that I should only be looking out for me, that I care too much about other people. Isn't this lack of compassion for other people and animals how we effed up the world? It's like I'm seeing so many of my friends and it's kind of exciting to see like them caring about like the social issues, like all these protests and stuff. It's, you know, if you care about yourself, you have to care about how the world is, right? You have to like try to like make a positive impact on your community, whether it's like just your little neighborhood or your town or your city or whatever. Like you want it to all be good. So why wouldn't you put your effort into making it good so it eventually makes it good for you?
That's weird because I was thinking like care about yourself as in like you have to put yourself first, like above like your friends and stuff. And I'm very like, no, you need to, you know, like if you make plans, don't flake out your plans just because you didn't feel like going out. Like, no, you have a friendship to like uphold. And like if you mm-hmm. say you're going to do something, do it. But part of like the whole community thing and like what the world, I don't do any of that. I completely stay away from all of it. Like, yeah. I don't get updates on my phone about the news and the world and what's going on because I feel like I can't, it's stressful and I can't do anything about it.
Well, my thinking is if it's something that you think you're passionate about and you're able to do something, you think you have the power to and you want to, then that's great. Sometimes affecting change could just be within your group of friends, like being that positive role model or being there with them if they are having a hard time. It's just being there for even your own community, not just for yourself, not using people to get what you want. And like even that kid's a big deal. Like I think I was reading this thing once and it was this kid or the student goes to class. It's like a lot of people take this class and I forget what the class was because they want to change the world. It's like you're not. But if you can change one person's world, if you can help one person, then it was all worth it.
Yeah. I feel like that's the
kind
thing,
of
like,
that's important too.
Put yourself first, but don't become selfish.
Yeah, exactly. You need to put yourself first because then you let people walk all over you. You end up not okay.
Yeah. But definitely do not make it go completely one way.
Yeah. Like my therapist said, it's okay to be selfish. It's not okay to be self-involved, self-centered. There's a difference because selfish means that you're doing stuff for yourself and that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
What's another one? Oh, this one cracks me the hell up. And you will get a kick out of this too.
Oh gosh.
Bad customers build characters. At my first retail job, anytime I complained about customers or coworkers to my father, I would get, you know, you just have to suck it up. It builds character. You'll always have something you don't like about your job or coworkers. A few years ago, he lost his help desk job, and nobody wanted to hire him for an IT position when he was just a couple years shy of retirement and doesn't have a degree. After a couple years of being unemployed, he realized that the gig was up and took a part-time job working in a grocery store across the street from the one I had in high school. Now, whenever I go visit him, I always hear something like, "Can you believe this bitch? I just finished building a goddamn corn pyramid, had to be 7 feet tall, and she wants the one from the center of the bottom because she says she can tell those are the freshest. Can you believe that? No, Dad, not a clue at all about what you're talking about, but your character sure seems to be growing."
Oh, that's so funny.
Right?
Oh, man. I don't know if you'd say our character grows with bad customers. Or something else.
I don't know if it's character, but you do learn to appreciate.
Like, not being that way.
Yeah.
Or I appreciate not being that way. I appreciate.
When somebody goes above and beyond in the customer service industry, when I see them being awesome, and I'm like, okay, yes, thank you. Like,
yeah,
I appreciate
you're
it because I know.
Shiz, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I sometimes in the customer service industry see people that are older that I never want to become.
Right.
And I never want to act like. And I'm embarrassed sometimes for the people that they're with when someone's acting like that. I'm like, you really allow someone to talk to their server like that? Like,
right.
I would never let my friends talk to some like people in customer service the way some people talk to me. Like, I would be like, no, that's not cool. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
I remember I had an ex-boyfriend and I totally embarrassed him and I didn't mean to. And we like, granted, I was younger, so looking back, I'm like, well, there was a better way to do that. But we were getting some cookies at like the cookie stand at the mall.
Cookies.
And he's like, "Can I get this, this, and this?" And I'm like, "Please." She's like, "Thank you." Like, she's like, "Thank you for that." I'm like, "Dude, you gotta say freaking please." Like, cause he had like a resting bitch face.
Oh, so he just looked
he looked grumpy and he looked like very kind of not threatening, but he just kind of looked like, "Oh, what's up with his butt today?"
Yeah.
But then he had a deep voice, so he always kind of sounded grumpy, even if he wasn't. So I was just like, but that girl's like, thank you so much. And she was just like that, you know, you can
dude,
tell.
Dude, I call people out when I'm out and they're like, they sound rude. I just am like, I'm so sorry. He's just an a-hole. Or I'm sorry. He's on his period. Like, I just totally call them out, like, in front of her. Because I'm like, dude, you're such a D-bag. Like, I know you may be having a bad day, but, like, that has nothing to do with your server or whoever. Like, don't take it out on them. The cool thing
is about being servers, you and I, is that, like, we have a higher tolerance for crap. Like, if something happens at a restaurant, like, oh my God, our kitchen's slammed right now, or they happen to mess up your order, I'm so sorry. And she's like, that's so, it happens. Like, I'm totally cool with it. No worries.
Like,
having that said, though, if they're totally crappy, like when we had that experience in Atlanta, oh, you weren't there for it, but we went and had dinner, and it took like 30 minutes for them to take our drink orders.
And they were so not nice. They weren't even apologetic about it.
No. And like it took forever to get water. So we went up to the bar and get waters. And then like this other table, like all the other tables that had gotten there after this got served. And they had the same amount of people as us.
That's really strange.
I honestly think it was a racial thing.
Oh, really?
Because we were the only white people. Well, I'm not white, but.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. That was just me. Like,
in my mind, I was like, wait, you're like the only Mexican that was. Oh, wait, no, there were two.
I don't look Mexican.
But yeah, you don't look. And I was like, what? They must really know.
But I'm like, they just took forever. And it was just
terrible.
The service was awful.
Like, there's one thing about it being awful, but at least, like, you're being aware and, like, telling the tables,
like, look,
I'm so sorry.
Slammed.
Like, I'll be with you when I can or whatever. But yeah, no, to completely ignore.
And go to get other people taken care of before us. It's like, honey, you missed out on a really good tip.
Yeah. And I will bitch about it.
Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, you're not going to get tipped well for me. This one's funny. Computer scientists don't make good money. I guess I'm on the old side of millennials, but I had numerous people tell me not to go into computer science and instead go into some other engineering field because computer scientists didn't make good money, wasn't a good job and not a good fit, etc. Glad I didn't listen to any of them as I make really good salary now. Why the heck would I take advice on entering a high tech field from people who can barely use a computer?
Very true. But I really also don't. Well, I guess people probably did predict it, but mm-hmm. I would have never thought technology would be this crazy. I mean, we have like robots talking to us now and like telling us the news and stuff. It's so trippy in my mind. Like, we're going to have, and this soon we're going to have self-driving cars.
Right.
Like, that's so weird. Granted, like, I can't really drive, so it'd be really dope for Sarah because I can't parallel park Porsches. But, like, oh, it's just creepy. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I like the idea of having more technology, but I don't. And also, like, whenever my parents get, like, I try not to get frustrated with my parents when I'm trying to teach them something. Because, like, I read something and it made me feel really bad. It's like, don't get mad at your parents when they ask you about computers. Because at one point, they taught you how to use a spoon. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Mom.
That is true. And they used to, like, change your diapers.
Yeah. It's like, you taught me how to use a spoon and to, you know, not pick my butt in public kind of thing. I do it. I'm just more covert.
Not really, though.
Right. This person says, a college professor told me he thought it was a mistake that I got a job that would take away time from school. When I brought up the cost, he said that education is an investment and I should focus on that. Hard to invest when you don't have any money to invest with.
I think that's crazy how a lot of people can't go to college and get a better education because it's so expensive. And that's like, something that I will never in my mind understand.
And what pisses me off, like, with baby boomers is when they say, you need to go to college, you need to go to college because college is how you're going to have a future and blah, 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 blah. It's like, yes, I think statistics show that if you and I had the same job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had a college degree, you would get paid more because of that college
degree.
Because
I have that certificate or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, so you are entitled to get paid more. However, it's like not.
However, I'm in how much debt, so I have to pay off. So that's where my paycheck's going.
In comparison, hey,
yeah.
But like $60,000 for some people, and there's nothing wrong with trade school. Parents or baby boomers never say go to a trade school, learn a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's like an electrician, and it, you know,
what's a trade school? Is that like if you're a hairdresser, you go to hair school, like something specifically for?
I'll find some.
Rather than like a regular university or something.
Yeah, let's look at some of the careers you can get. So there's like a trade. Oh, I found jobs for the trade school. Sorry, not what I wanted.
That's embarrassing. I know. I always was like, I'm cool at school. Go to school if you want to go to school. But go to school if you know what you want to study in. I really was into performing arts, dance, act, singing. So I went to a specific school that is for that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand going to a 4-year school and getting
like a liberal arts degree
just because you said so, and now you don't even know what the hell to do with it.
All right. I found this article from TheBalance.com, and it's the top 10 jobs for trade school graduates.
So is a trade school 4 years?
Not depending on what it depends what it is. I think I don't think it's 4 years by any means. Probably a year or two. Elevator installer, repairer.
Random. That is the most random.
Right.
What?
Check this out. Median annual salary, $77,000, like
for an elevator installer
and repairer.
What? Dope. Doing it.
Yep. It says the job includes installing, repairing, maintaining elevator doors, cables and control system, escalators, moving walkways and lifts.
That is, you know, it's, now I'm going to, like, when the elevator people come here to repair, I'm just going to be like, good for you.
And type of education required, a high school diploma and apprenticeship.
Dude, I want to be a repair. Dude, there are jobs for everything. I swear.
Like, these people don't realize. And that's why I love the guy from Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe.
Yeah.
Like, he talks about, like, we put such a negative spin on having these jobs, like working with your hands. It's like, no, it's a great thing. Like, I mean, even your boyfriend, like, he is an engineer, though. Yeah, he studied that.
He got a degree in, like, biology and, like, a minor in chemistry or something. But now is, like, being an electrician in school to be an electrician.
I was like, you don't need
that. He even said, like, he luckily got, like, almost a full ride, so he's not in, like, a terrible amount of debt. But he's like, well, I just did that 4 years for kind of nothing. Like, it's helping with the math side. That's all he says is helping in his school now. But, like, he easily could have just done this right out of high school.
And, like, people put so much, like, put their nose up at these kinds of jobs.
I know. Like, I will never, because he, like, has the whole construction outfits and stuff. I, like, now look at all of the construction workers and all of the, like, and I'm just in awe now. I'm like, you guys
they bust
work
their ass
so hard in all kinds of weather, like, outside. Like, oh, my gosh.
Another one is a radiation therapist.
Oh, like an MRI person?
Yeah. I don't think MRI necessarily. I'm guessing more like x-rays.
Oh, okay.
So it's medium annual salary is $66,823.
Damn, I love that you don't have to go to, like, a 4-year school for this kind of stuff.
And this one is all you need is an associate's degree. That's 2 years.
Dude.
I think you just get into the program, you get your license to your, you know, and through with your associate's degree, and then you're done.
See,
you
that becomes so cool. Like, if you have
community
a passion,
college. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a passion, like masseuse, like if you want to be a massage therapist, you go to massage school. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is for cancer. Sorry, my bad. You're right.
Oh, like MRI, yeah. But, like, that's, like, and you know what you like, and then it's not a bunch of BS, like, classes that you have to take.
Right, and this is the cool thing. I was like, if you want to help people and earn good money doing it, you can't do better than a job as a radiation therapist, because you're working with oncologists, which are the cancer doctors, in hospital settings, and these workers help administer radiation for cancer treatments. So radiation therapists require licensing, obviously, and then just your associate's degree. The other one is a geological and petroleum technician.
That sounds fancy.
Right. If you don't mind getting your hands dirty and aren't afraid of math, this job could be a good fit for you. You'll be installing and maintaining equipment, collecting and testing samples, recording data, and compiling reports.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like fun for me. While some of your employees do prefer candidates with a bachelor's degree, you can often get started in this field with a 2-year degree.
You could just, never mind. I was going to say, you could just say you have a bachelor's degree.
But you make median annual salary is $61,000.
I am being an elevator repair person. Okay. That is my calling. Shut up.
I love you. Another one's a web developer. It's just, you just need 2 years of 2 years of school, associate's degree. If you love writing, testing, debugging software, you'll love this job. It starts at, like, $57,000 is the median annual salary.
Damn.
Almost 58. Dental hygienist.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that clean your teeth and take your x-rays and stuff before the doctor comes in.
Stripper. Just go to some dance classes, get some rhythm. You got it.
A diagnostic medical sonographer. Basically the people who do the sonograph.
It's like, so crazy that there are, like, a few of these, like, in the medical. And, like, every time I go to the doctor and they take my vitals and all this stuff, I, like, think they're all, like, doctors or, like, about to be doctors. But, like, really, you could just do it. Like,
basically, with the sonographer, they administer ultrasounds, as well as prepare patients for procedures and reviewing, processing images for interpretation by the physician. So you basically take the pictures of what's going on in there, whether it's for a baby or for, like, a uterus or the ovaries and stuff like that. But they make, like, $51,000 a year.
Dude, dope.
And all you need is an associate's degree and the respiratory therapist. Many of them do have bachelor's degree, but an associate's can provide entry to the field. So people with this job work with children and adults with respiratory issues, performing diagnostic tests, consulting with medical staff, and performing treatments. So, yeah, you make freaking 51,000. Electricians on there, 50 grand a year, median salary. And that's usually, I'm guessing, like after you've been there for a couple of years. But then once you've been there, like these jobs you can retire from. Like you can hell of a lot of money.
I mean, once you're in the company for a while.
Oh, hell yeah. Like a lot of my friends, they do that. Like plumbers also on here. You just need a high school diploma and an apprenticeship. Yeah. Or a, you know, HVAC technician. 42 grand. Like there's a bunch of other stuff you can do and you don't need to go to college and you can make a decent living. Also, depending on where you live, it's probably going to be a little bit more. Median means like average, as in I'm guessing throughout the country, because I'm guessing they get paid more here than they do in like the South, because probably. Seattle costs a lot.
It's expensive.
Hella expensive. But yeah, you go take these classes and you can become a mechanic. You don't need to go to college for a mechanic. You just go to a trade school to become a mechanic.
And they focus on exactly what you're there for.
Yeah, like motorcycle repair. You know, I'm looking at like the University Technical Institute. Automotive technician training, motorcycle mechanic training, diesel industrial training, collision and auto body repair. Because they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
NASCAR technician and pit crew training.
Ooh, that'd be dope.
Marine mechanic training. So if you wanted to like fix things underwater. I know. I think I dated a guy who was training, went to school to be like a diver.
Oh, man, I would hate that. I'm so bad at like breathing with a snorkel. Oh, I'm so bad at it.
But it's just like colleges aren't always the way to go. This one's funny. Become a stripper because grandma said so. I think my grandma just barely falls into the baby boomer category, but she told me all kinds of god-awful advice, such as, you should become a stripper. Those women are so empowered. You don't lose weight. No one will ever love you. Just get married. You could always get divorced later, and it's cheap. You should have kids because I like babies.
That's like your grandma, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, just have a baby. It's okay. Find the husband later.
My grandma's so not like that. Every time I talked to her, she would always ask, do you have a boy in your life, Sarah? But, like, that's, like, the only thing she would ever ask.
She just wanted to gossip.
Yeah, but she's never... I don't... No, I think my parents are more excited. Like, they would be more excited for me to have kids.
Right.
Like, to become grandparents. I don't think I wonder when you're a grandparent if you care about being a great grandparent. Probably not.
I mean, it depends how old you are.
It's, like, the definition
of
old, I feel like.
I guess...
Sorry, great grandparents out there.
Right. I was reading this article. This dad was like the youngest grandparent ever.
Weird.
Because he had a kid at 15 and she had a kid at 15.
So he was 30 and he was a grandpa.
Yeah. So if that kid has a kid at 15, he'll be a great grandpa by 45.
Dang, that's really odd.
And they look like real hicks, but they're from England.
Oh, weird. Hey, y'all.
I'll have to find you the picture later.
It's like a southern... But also
British
accent. That's hard to do.
But it's just, dumb crap. Like, I mean, that's like, I dated a guy who was older than me and he's like, you know, you're still young. There's still a lot you don't understand. And I get so mad.
I get so mad when, like, how old are you? Oh, okay. You'll realize it in a few years.
I'm like, look, here's the thing, buddy. Because he was going through a breakup or he was, going through like a divorce. Like, yeah, you've been in one relationship for how long? I've been in multiple relationships in that amount of time.
Yeah, with different people and, like...
I know more about breakups than you do because I've been through more breakups than you have. So, I know more than you in this situation. So, F you.
It'll be strange, like, when we have kids or when we're, like, our parents' age, like, what they will be teaching us kind of thing. Or what we'll think we know better than them.
Because the world is so different right now. Like, people, like, our parents and grandparents were buying houses at 18, because you
getting
could
married,
afford it.
Getting married, yeah.
And get married at 18, buy a house, and go to college all on, like, working part-time.
Well, and it was very still much like the dude would work, the mother would stay home. Like, that's how it was. Like, that's how it still is in my household. But, like, that's how it was normally. And my mom didn't even live with... She lived with her parents until she got married and would move out and live with her husband. Like, that's how it was. You don't live anywhere else. The females don't. So it's weird how much that's even changed just in, like, 20-something years,
It's just like, well, who knows what it's going to be like. A lot of people aren't having kids anymore. And the only reason people are buying houses is so they, like, I was reading this article. People our age are buying houses, not for kids, with a backyard. They're buying it for their dogs. People don't want to have kids. It's too expensive, at least not right now.
It's expensive and they're very time consuming and stuff. And
yeah, it's like, and it's like you people think that you have to, like, 35 is your cutoff, right?
That's what I think.
And it's not. Like,
my eggs, though.
No, they really aren't. Like, do you ever watch the show Adam Ruins Everything?
Never.
I'll have to show you this.
But by the time you're past 35, like, you're going to be dead before they're, like, 35.
What?
Like, if you have kids at, like, 35, or after 35, 35 plus 35 is 70. Yeah, like, yeah. You're going to be, like, old.
That's not that old. That's, like, it's 15 years for your dad.
Yeah, he turned 57 this year, and I'm like,
he's 57. I thought he was 55.
I was like, holy great balls! You are close to 60.
60 and 70s isn't that old though anymore. Like, people are dying in their 90s. Like, that's,
yeah, but like, they're like old, like, body wise, you can tell, like, are starting. My dad's starting to shrink. He's starting to shrink. It's so old man like.
He's also he has a hump on his back. He's got a posture thing.
He definitely has that arch, and it's getting worse and worse.
He needs
and
to
worse
do yoga.
And worse. More he does, yoga. But it's still so, like, and his neck sticks out. Oh no. Oh my gosh, my poor father. Dad, I love you. But I don't know. Like, after 35, it's like, what, do you have kids when you're 40 and then, like, they're 30 and you're already 70? What?
I mean, as long as you're leading a healthy lifestyle, like, you'll be fine. Like, freaking our boss, you know,
is
Hair
old.
Club and just had a baby.
All right, hi, Hair Club, love you. But congratulations. But, like,
well, like,
that's
he's
old.
About your dad's age.
Yeah. And he's going to be,
his baby.
What is he, 57?
I want to say 56 something. I don't know.
Yeah, when it's 30.
50, maybe 55. I don't know. I know
30,
he's not 50, yeah.
That kid's going to be, or 80. He's going to be like, what? My mouth is so bad. 87.
Yeah.
I just really need to be alive so my dad can walk me down the aisle. That's like, if my dad is not kicking it, he has to walk
me.
Like,
are you waiting 30 years to get married?
No,
what's going
on? I was just saying, I was just thinking, like, if my dad was going to be 80 when I was 30, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to wheel him down the aisle with me. Like, but, like, whoa. I mean, if you're a dude, I guess you can, you know, but she couldn't be 57 and have a kid. That would have meant, like, his wife. Like, that doesn't
No, but,
work.
Like, people think 35 is when your eggs start to go. So according to Adam Ruins Everything, which is a show, and they actually show you scientific proof on why it's BS, why, like, these common misconceptions are the misconceptions they are. It started, like, they got this data of women stop having babies after 35 from, like, it's 400-year-old data.
Yikes.
And it's just like, there are many reasons they stopped having sex. Maybe it was like hygiene was gross, or they didn't want their husbands. They had, you know, it was just like all these different things. Like, their husbands died in the war. Like, that's probably why they weren't having sex, because they never remarried. And hence why they didn't have babies. And it's just also a lot of disease back then. Our eggs are good, like, until like our 40s.
Until really when? Are. Like, mid 40s?
Well, if you have a healthy, like, I saw this video of this woman too. I think she was close to 50, and she's like, do you have a healthy body? Do you have a healthy uterus? She's like, yeah. Then you can carry a baby.
It all depends. And it doesn't have, like, risks of having bad things or being mental.
The reason why people think that the percentage, like, it's, oh my God, your kids are going to have problems. So if you're healthy, you're not drinking or smoking while you're pregnant, the chances of your kid being born with something, like some sort of kind of issue like that, is 0.5%.
More if you're over what age?
No, it's just 0.5%.
In general. Like, for right now, than if I had a kid in 20 years.
Yeah, but then once you turn 35, it doubles to 1%. So that's why people are like, your chances increase, they double to 1%. Like, it's just, they don't get all the information. So if you want to be 38 and you have a kid, you'll be fine. As long as you're a healthy adult with a healthy uterus. If you have pre-existing issues like endometriosis or whatever, yeah you're going to have issues.
Ouch.
Or, like, hormonal issues, that kind of stuff. It's, you know, that's what's going to happen. But, no, you're fine. If you not, check it out. I think it's on Life. No, not Lifetime. I forget what channel it's on. But check out Adam Ruins Everything. He has, like, pretty much most of his episodes on Facebook, like, cut up in pieces. So it's a good watch.
I'll have to watch it.
Yep, I'll probably show you the clip here in a sec. So we should probably go so I can show you.
Oh, my poor eggs. They have longer to live now.
All right, so what we learn that as
millennials are great, old people suck. Just kidding.
It's like everyone knows a little bit.
Is there anything else that, like, an old person told you that like when you were growing up or something, you know?
Not that I can think of right now. My dad always told me to get into computer classes and I hated it. And I took the computer classes and I didn't pass them.
That's smart on this part, though.
Yeah, I didn't pass them, but like I know basic stuff now to like kind of function and do what I got to do for my job.
I should have done that. Shoot.
So that one, that was the opposite. He was right about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Okay, so nobody told me this one, but it really pissed me off and it kind of like made it so I'm like, nah, screw this. Like I got me, like I got this. So I was 15 and I went to a bridal shower, a Mexican bridal shower.
Oh, fun.
And I didn't really know the gal. So there's some people I recognized that were friends of the family or family members. And I overheard this old lady going and getting the bride to be. And she starts telling her I don't know if it was like a green card marriage because she was born here, even though she was Mexican, she was born here. And I think her husband wasn't. I don't know. What was the story? I was 15. The lady says to her, whatever your husband says, just agree with him. Just agree with everything. If he says the donkey is black and it's white, tell him it's black.
Ew.
She's like, agree with him. And then after you have your kids and they're grown, then you can say whatever you want.
Ew.
And I'm sitting here and I called my boyfriend at the time. I'm like, this doesn't seem right to me.
No.
I'm like, he's like, no, that's BS. And I was just like, screw that. I'm not going to put up with anything like that.
Definitely sounds like a weird
old,
marriage.
Old world vibe, yeah.
Yeah, or definitely the guy is always thing. Like...
much. I'm like, no, if you're being a dumbass, I'm going to tell you you're being a dumbass. And if you don't like it, get the hell out.
And now it's happy wife, happy life.
No, I don't believe in that either.
I do.
I believe it's trying to make each other happy.
Just kidding, I don't. Well, I do in something, some ways. Happy like just, everyone.
Yeah. Like, I want to make you happy and I want, you know, make me happy too, right? Right.
Right, winky face.
Let's all be happy. And less bitchy. Let's go get some chocolate and get the fuck out of here.
Oh, let's. You just swore.
Bye, guys.
Bye.